Monica.com, M-O-N-N-I-C-A.com. A little bit on Monica, her background. Now, you've been doing this since you were little, right?
Well, actually, I had this gift since I was very, very young, under 10 years old, and I started exploring it. By the time I was 21 years old, back in 1972, I was already practicing professionally.
Wow.
So, and I was certified for that. Very difficult, the studies I had to go through, but I did it. I know this is my calling, and if people don't believe in it, that's okay. Just trust your own intuition. And as a matter of fact, if you're stressed out, go to my website, monica.com, and click on Check Up from the Neck Up. Spend a few minutes there and view the art and listen to the music, and it will lower your stress.
The artwork is amazing. I love it. It looks like a moving ocean or whatever.
Yeah.
You have so much of that, too.
I do, yeah.
What an amazing site. Monica.com, M-O-N-N-I-C-A.com, 831-688-8884. You can call her up, set up an appointment. I had mentioned to you earlier, one of the stations I worked at, some of the people there thought it was evil or thought it was devil. It was against their religion.
It's not really. It is not. Those were just tactics to control people through fear, unfortunately. But you know what? These are the things. I'm originally a Catholic, and I am a spiritual Christian. Mm-hmm. And these are gifts that everybody has. Like I said, in Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about gifts. And we all have the ability to use our intuition, which is really the voice of God within each one of us. So, and I'm, with my Catholic background, I'm also a Latina. Hablo español también. You know that?
Poquito.
Spanish.
Poquito.
Un poquito?
Yeah. Poquito. That's the only word I know.
Yeah, I completely understand people's skepticism, but understand that the voice of God is within you, and it's called your intuition.
And you help to plug people into that.
Oh, yeah. That's why, exactly, which is why I travel and I teach workshops.
Cool. Well, let's take another call here. Hello.
Is this Steve?
Is this back office Laura?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Laura?
Nada. How about you?
I am psychic today.
I hear that.
What's your question?
I want to know if I'm going to buy a house anytime soon, because I'm trying to. And my birth date is June 17th.
June 17th. Okay. You know, one of the words I'd love to get rid of in the dictionary is the word trying. Mm. The reason why is because trying requires effort, and when you want to manifest anything in life, it's done through letting it happen, visualizing it, seeing it happening, and then allowing it to happen. When we try, we use effort, and it causes stress, which blocks us from intuition. What I see for you is actually a home manifesting right around November of this year. I don't see it sooner than that. I really feel like there's other priorities right now in your life, and I feel like there's a whole lot of things that you still need to do, i.e. clearing out stuff, getting rid of things you don't want, goodwilling them, or just throwing them out. And then I feel in November, that's when I see a shift taking place, and I see you finding a home. But then all of a sudden, I see you putting it off until the first part of the year, and I think the reason why is because the holidays are around the corner.
That's wow. It. You're amazing.
Oh, no, I'm not. I just use it more than other people, that's all.
All right, I think we have another call. Hello.
Hey, this is April. How are you?
Hey, how are you, April?
Oh, I'm okay.
Good.
You have Monica on the show?
Yes, I do. It's April, and what's your birthday?
4/14/1970.
And your question?
Am I going to find a job soon?
Wow, okay. The time period right now for you is good. It just feels like there's been a delay since July. We're looking at August now. Okay, what comes to my mind is there isn't really a viable or a job worth your while until around September. I love you more.
Stop. I love you more.
I love you more.
Hey, you get out. Is there anything you want to mention before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I think that people just need to really look at everything they're thinking and doing and feeling and asking themselves, is this moving me toward my outcome or is it moving me away from it? And when you do that, you're consciously living, and you'll be surprised at how life will move in the way you want it to. Also, anytime you feel depressed, ask for someone on the other side, a family member, a loved one that's crossed over to bring you peace. Peace in this reality.
You mentioned that a while back to me about my pets could do that, and I don't have any former dead pets, but I'm asking for peace every day.
Anyone that you've ever loved that's crossed over will always send you love if you ask.
Oh,
you can also
cool.
ask that of a higher power or, of Jesus, whoever it is that you connect with, you can ask for that. And I really recommend that people do that every morning as soon as they wake up. And always be thankful and grateful for what you have rather than what you don't have.
Yep.
That makes a big difference.
I'll bet it does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, bless your heart. And, boy, again, thank you so much. Monica, M-O-N-N-I-C-A.com or 831-688-8884. And I hope we'll have you back on the show again soon.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been an honor. I really appreciate this.
Thank you, Monica.
Okay, honey, take care.
You too.
All right,
what's inside? The JCPenney.
Again, I want to apologize for not getting everybody's calls and everybody's emails. We just kind of ran out of time. But anyway, thank you again, Monica, for coming on the show. Good stuff, don't you think?